Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Cullenbine moves to second. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a line drive into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to second. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. Siri strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Epps, who is chasing the ball. Cullenbine reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrison moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrison moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrison scores. Epps moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack catches it and throws to second with Boudreau covering, to double up Epps. Two outs. Paul Calvert now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bush bunts towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrison takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Epps takes first base on ball 4. Garrison moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to black covering. Safe. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black strikes out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 3 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick juggles the ball. That's an error on Gromick. Kell moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Hall moves to third. Bush moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 3 in the game. Black hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schluter strikes out. One out. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.